This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. A week or so ago, I was outdoors wandering around our place. I'm not quite sure what I was doing at the time. I sometimes find myself lost between tasks, lost in my space. Our two dogs were with me, I'm sure of that, because they follow me everywhere, and they don't care if I'm lost in my space. But I was wandering and heard a familiar call from the sky. Sandhill cranes were calling from a clear blue sky. And I actually spotted two groups, not many, two groups, maybe 10 or 20 total. Most of the time I'll hear cranes high in that sky and I can't spot them, but there they were, right overhead. I shouted to my partner, lover, significant other, "Marion! Cranes!" She appeared around the corner of the 1991 Marvelette. "I hear them," she said. Sort of makes fall official, at least to us. You know, one of the most marvelous things in the Sulphur Springs Valley is the arrival and the winter occupation of sandhill cranes. They've only been coming, you know, since the early 1960s. I think that's right. So a nanosecond of time to birds that have been around a couple million years. But here they are. And I'm looking forward to spotting cranes all winter long, soaring in the morning or soaring at midday or at dusk and gleaning or loafing in fields. Hallelujah. Hey, Ms. Mosquito and I, we're in a favorite area in nearby mountains, about an hour from our home. We always go there in the fall. We laugh, say we go there for the fall color. Well, there are two species of sumacs that turn bright red. And the woodbine, the Parthenocissus, turns bright red, and it dangles from the trees that it had climbed over the summer. Pretty cool. Yeah, fall color. And, you know, maybe we'd collect some acorns or a milkweed pod or two. But I wanted to check on a bunch of favorite plants. I figured they would have seed heads. Big, white, foofy seed heads. Papacy seed heads, right? That follow clusters of really quite beautiful pink flowers. A tall leafy perennial, 3, 4, 5 feet tall. And it's that foofy, papacy, bristly seed head that's so showy. And I know you're saying, what is its name? Mr. Mosquitie. Well, it's a Cortia thurberi, the former Parisia thurberi. It's in the Aster family, Asteraceae. Common name, desert peony. But I got to tell you, something about that Latinized name, the Cortia. There was this Scottish botanist, David Dawn. He was of the early 1800s, and he names Cortia. He named it in honoring Mary Elizabeth Catherine Gibbs Acourt. David, what's going on here? The species name thurberi honors the horticulturist botanist George Thurber. In the 1850s, he was a botanist on the U.S.-Mexico Boundary Survey. But what this botanical name reminds me of is that there's nothing in that name, nothing in the name about this plant. You know, and I memorize botanical and zoological names. It's cool. But think of the names indigenous people gave plants and animals. Wouldn't it be very cool if, say, some of those names showed up in the scientific names of flora and fauna? Okay, I'm dreaming here. This cool plant, this desert peony, 3, 4, 5 foot 2, leafy perennial, 3, 4, 5 feet tall, leafy perennial with clusters of pinkish flowers followed by showy white pappus. It's found from around 5,000 feet to 6,000 feet in southeastern Arizona, southwestern New Mexico, and southward into Mexico. And that's my fall report from the banks of the Ojolote, where sandhill cranes call from a clear blue sky. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.